Good morning, I'm Sandy Chalmers. An American pastor says he has suspended his plans to burn copies of the Quran, but Terry Jones from Gainesville in Florida hasn't made the final decision to abandon the idea. He's linked the burning to the willingness of Muslims in New York to drop plans for a mosque and cultural center near the site of the World Trade Center. Mr. Jones has come under pressure from President Obama, the Pope, and Muslims in the U.S. and overseas. Yesterday, he had talks with a Florida imam, Mohammed Muzri.
I said, who are you waiting for? God himself to come down and tell you, you know, Pastor Jones, that's enough? And he laughed. I said, it's very serious. I mean, how many people do you want to tell you what you're about to do is dangerous and people's lives would be at stake here?
Police say two men who died in a collision on the M6 in Cheshire yesterday were a 69-year-old from St. Helens and a 39-year-old from Ashton in Makerfield. Their families have been informed. The motorway was closed for over 10 hours following the incident near Sandbach yesterday morning. A 60-year-old HGV driver from Selby in North Yorkshire, who was being questioned on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, has been bailed. A Cheshire MP is insisting that the government's public spending cuts are necessary to avoid the UK economy collapsing. David Mert, who represents Warrington South, says the bulk of the deficit should be paid off by cutting the size of the public sector rather than increasing taxes. On Northwesternite's spending review debate last night, he warned against the consequences of not paying off the debt.
The position that we've been left in by the previous government is that our country has the biggest deficit of any country in the G20. Now, it's very important to understand we're not paying the deficit off. All we're doing is stopping it going up so quickly. The $155 billion isn't the amount the country owes. That's the amount the deficit is going up every year.
The government's revealed some of the cost-cutting ideas it's bringing in that were suggested by members of the public. About 100,000 ideas were submitted through a government website. National insurance cards will be replaced by letters, and old government office equipment will be auctioned off. Manchester City fans have been giving their verdict on a new film about the club. Blue Moon Rising documents a year in the life of the richest club in the world, its manager, players and fans. It had its world premiere in Manchester last night with celebrities like Noel Gallagher on the blue carpet. These City fans who've seen it have given a big thumbs up.
Absolutely brilliant. Buzzing from start to finish. When I was watching it, I was tingling down my spine. It was just like being in the ground on like Derby Day. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I think I'm more passionate now as a Blue. I mean, I've always been passionate, but it just got a lump in my throat. It really did.
Absolutely brilliant. Ups, downs. It's all about the City fans, man. That's what it is. It's got Hollywood written all over it. You know, he got sadness. He was laughing. He was crying. It was all good.
And BBC Radio Manchester is celebrating our 40th birthday today. We began broadcasting from Piccadilly Gardens on the 10th of September, 1970.
The time now is exactly 5 1/4 minutes past six. You're in tune with BBC Radio Manchester. Well, here we are. We've arrived.
That was Alan Sykes, the first voice on Radio Manchester. He now lives in Spain and has been sharing some of his memories.
You know, it gave the opportunity of people to air their knowledge, air their views, and there's Mr. Hall from Withenshaw, no, from Northenden, rang in and just boldly said, oh, good morning, Alan. He said, how do you get Evo stick off a parrot? And I was I said, how do you get Evo stick? Well, if it's holding tightly onto the tin, you ask it to let go nicely.
BBC Radio Manchester 4 with Delith Laurent.
Michael Carrick has been ruled out for 3 weeks with an Achilles injury. It means the Manchester United midfielder will miss the Premier League games with Everton, Liverpool and Bolton, and the Champions League fixtures at home to Rangers and away at Valencia. Noel Gallagher believes Manchester City may have to wait a little bit longer to overtake United as the biggest club in the world. The Oasis man was on the blue carpet at the premiere of Blue Moon Rising last night, and he told BBC Radio Manchester that as long as Sir Alex Ferguson remains at Old Trafford, the Reds will be the team to beat. The three Pakistan cricketers originally suspended by the International Cricket Council to return home. Salman Butt, Mohammed Asif and Mohammed Amir were the subject of spot-fixing allegations. A statement from the team's security manager revealed they have not been charged with any offence and will return if requested to do so by police. And the Super League playoffs kick off tonight with Warrington visiting St Helens. Wolves coach Tony Smith says he faces a select connection dilemma ahead of the match at Knowsley Road, and you can hear full match commentary in Manchester Sports from 6 o'clock.
Join me, Becky Wong, from 2 today when, as part of our 40th birthday celebrations, we look back at fashion, television and Manchester nightlife in the 70s. Weather. It'll stay cloudy this morning with some heavier outbreaks of rain at first. The rain will become lighter and more patchy during the morning, then mainly dry this afternoon with some bright spells developing. Cloudy with rain returning this evening. Top temperature, 21 Celsius.
Greater Manchester's radio station since 1970. This is Radio Manchester. BBC Radio Manchester is 40.
It's the capital station of the Northwest.
Happy birthday, BBC Radio Manchester.
We have interesting programmes designed for every age. There'll be music from the hit parade, the cinema and stage. Lots of news and opinions, topical and witty, all from Piccadilly Gardens in the heart of the city.